An ecstatic Philadelphia held a jam-packed parade today celebrating the Super Bowl win by the Philadelphia Eagles. City officials estimate that more than a million people lined the 3.5-mile parade route. Peter Crimmins from member station WHYY was there.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
This celebration has been a long time coming. 2 years ago, the Eagles lost the Super Bowl to Kansas City, only this time the Eagles clearly dominated, winning 40-22.
We can't do it without the fans. We all appreciate you. We love you.
That's quarterback and Super Bowl MVP Jalen Hurts. He walked up to the podium on the same steps made famous in the movie Rocky, saying he had not been there since he joined the Eagles in 2020.
You know, I told myself that when I got drafted, that I wouldn't come to the Rocky steps until I won a championship. And now we're here.
Hurts spoke to a sea of green, the fans wearing jerseys in the Eagles' colors. Kenise Shelton was at the first Eagles Super Bowl parade back in 2018. She brought her friend, Aisha Ahmed, and said it really felt different this time.
It feels different. It's more happier because Philly had gone through a lot. So this is like a good, like, you know, for us to come together and be happy and excited.
We need this. Our mental health needs this.
At least a half a dozen men took advantage of the parade occurring on Valentine's Day to bring their girlfriends to the city's famous love sculpture to propose marriage. Adam Gallagher was one of them. He proposed to Lainey Kolesarik, who didn't see it coming.
That's just like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Like, Eagles parade, Valentine's Day. I'm shaking. I'm in shock.
Philadelphia is known as the city of brotherly love, and even Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie was feeling it.
Today, Valentine's Day, is the perfect day to celebrate this love affair between this sports team and Eagles fans here and everywhere. We share an amazing bond that is second to none.
Lurie predicted the Eagles will win even more Super Bowls, but fans were savoring this current victory, and they broke out in a familiar song.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
For NPR, I'm Peter Crimmins in Philadelphia.